Bare Naked Ladies on 20 Years of Stunt and Why They Stopped Recording Songs Naked by Zach Schoenfeld. It feels like a different universe. In fact, it was the summer of 1998. Bill Clinton was testifying in front of a grand jury about an affair with a White House intern. The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica was the biggest song in the country, and Armageddon was earning millions at the box office. Up north, a bunch of quirky Canadians who called themselves Bare Naked Ladies were plotting their world takeover. Led by co-lead singers Ed Robertson and Stephen Page, the band's 1992 debut, Gordon, with signature sing-along, If I Had $1 Million, had transformed them into local heroes. Then, 1998's Stunt dialed up the hooks and condensed the group's spirited, humor-heavy live shows into 50 minutes of not-too-jokey pop. Perhaps more significantly, the album led off with the freakishly catchy One Week, a rap-rock beast of a single that has become so unavoidably entrenched in the pop consciousness that simply singing the first two words of the song, It's Been, can cause strangers to burst into song. By the fall of 98, One Week was a number one hit and Stunt was moving millions of units stateside. That was the age when people happily paid $17.99 for CDs. It was weird, Robertson says now. We're a band that has always seen ourselves as underdogs. In retrospect, One Week feels like an artifact of an era when anything could be a hit, however offbeat or goofy, and the record business was rolling in pre-Napster cash. Though Stephen Page left the band in 2009 to go solo, Bare Naked Ladies is still touring widely and releasing a 20th anniversary edition of Stunt on CD, DVD, and vinyl this fall. In March, the band managed to get inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. For that occasion, Page rejoined his former bandmates, Robertson, drummer Tyler Stewart, and keyboard Kevin Hearn, and bassist Jim Cregan. BNL's latest album, Fake Nudes, came out in 2017. In a recent interview, Ed Robertson told us the story behind Stunt's monstrous success and explained why the band ended its tradition of getting naked in the studio.